I don't know, my feeling is that there was an exaggerated sense of confidence about democracy anyway. I think we underestimate how new representative democracy is for many of our countries. Even in France, women didn't get the vote till 47. If you think about Italy, I mean, I remember when I was very little, there was always this worry that Italy and Germany were going to fall into something undemocratic because of the pressures of terrorism. So I think we forget too easily the fact that democracy is a recent thing for us. And from the beginning, it's been full of challenges. From the, you know, Second World War has been one challenge after another. And we tend to forget that. And I think in forgetting it, we then personally think we exaggerate the problems at the moment, which are real. But they're hardly the only problems, particularly if you look back to the 70s. I think what's different now, and it really only came to me the other day, that the crisis in the 70s was a crisis in a way of constitutional democracy, the worry that the rule of law was going to collapse in the face of terrorist threats. But I think now what we have is a crisis of electoral democracy, where parties are falling apart, that's very obvious in France, but also where the relationship between elections and democracies feels very fragile. And their relationship to the values behind democracy, but also to desirable outcomes, economic growth, stability, jobs for your kids and so on, that those really seem very, very distant. So I think it's a different sort of crisis now. Well, based on our European project on REDEM, and we had a workshop in Manchester with IPPR, bringing together lots of young people and politicians and others to talk about this. Certainly what came out of that was that young people felt pushed away by political parties and by politicians, so that when they tried to engage, they were pushed away. And also the politicians didn't want to engage with the issues they wanted to engage in. So one of the things that was very striking with the Manchester group was they were saying, well, you know, we need free bus tickets for kids, for young kids, because they don't have the money, often their parents don't have the money, they certainly don't have the money. This for them is a huge issue, but getting politicians to pay attention isn't always so easy. And then the other thing that came out of it a lot was really funny. It's wonderful. They were saying, we're so fed up of being called the future. We're not the future, we're the present. And I think the failure to engage with young people now as present citizens is serious. And partly that's around this issue of what do they think democracy is about? What, in their opinion, would make it better? Because as we've talked about in the past few days, it's not so clear that democracy is just this neat package that we're used to in Europe of constitutional government elections every 5 years, some local government and so on. There are lots of ways of doing democracy. And we need to engage young people in finding out what their ways are, what are the best ways for them. So, you know, growing up, one of the things that was talked about so much, you know, was always extra parliamentary democracy. No one thought that elections were the be all and end all. It was all about union politics and workplace democracy. And I gather all of this is coming back now. It makes me feel very old. But no one thought that elections were the be all and end all. That's a comparatively recent thing, past 25 years or so, with a decline, really the decline of unions. So I think engaging with young people to find out what is the form of politics that works for them and how do you make that a democratic form, inclusive, transparent, accountable, that's really going to be important. So if you don't talk to them, why should they engage?